This is Cole Fusion Muse. I want to talk to you today about sessions and indexing robots. The notes that are posted as a part of this podcast include some sample code and some additional details, so you might want to peruse the notes if you want, if you're really interested in this or if you think you might be having this problem. Have you ever wanted to create your own memory leak using the design of Cold Fusion server to do it? Here is one way to do that. Let's just say you have a site that sells products from the land of Narnia. I'm using Narnia because I love the books by C.S. Lewis. There's a movie coming out. These are books that I've read to my kids all my life, so it's what's on my mind, and so that's what we're using. Let's say your Narnia site has a root folder that displays your products and prices. You've done a great job of creating friendly links for browsing all of your Narnia products. You have your stuffed Aslan lions, and you have your white witch figurines and fauns and naiads and dryads, a toy lamppost, even a toy wardrobe for sale. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you have 50 links on the homepage, all that point to your products. Obviously, you're very interested in indexing engines, picking up those links, indexing them, so they show up on search engines and in directory services. If a user browsing your product list chooses to buy one of your products, he clicks on the little button that says Add to Cart, and his browser is taken to a subfolder of your site called Shop. And in that folder, he's shown his shopping cart with the quantity and the price and the taxes and so on. So far, so good. This is definitely how many online stores, maybe most online stores, are organized, and it's just fine. What I want to do today is, in terms of Cold Fusion, let's look under the hood a little bit and see one of the issues that might affect the organization of that code. Okay. First of all, there's the sharing issue. When you set up a site like this, where you have where the entire site is data driven, but you have one section of the site that's basically for the public, for anyone who wants it to look at it, and one section of the site that is for specific interaction, the shopping cart area, you have a choice to make, and it has to do with your application variable, specifically the tag CF application and the file application.cfm, or in the case of CFMX, application.cfc. Where do you put it? One choice is to create a single application.cfm page or application.cfc component and put it in the root of the site. That way, when you're in the root of the site browsing the products, you have available to you all the application variables you need, all the functions maybe that are shared or whatever. And when you're in the shopping area of the site, you also have all those same things available to you, including things that are applicable to the shopping cart. So you have a single application.cfm page, and let's just say inside of that single application.cfm page, placed in the root of the site, you have a single CF application tag with a name, with session management enabled, and client cookies enabled. Now, you'll notice that the session management is enabled. That's important, because inside the shopping cart, you're going to need a session. You're going to need a session to put things like the product IDs and quantity, and you're going to need a session to store your shopping cart information. I know that most shopping carts are created with sessions. There are other ways to do it, and I've seen many creative ways of doing a shopping cart, but we're going to assume that you're using sessions to handle your shopping cart values. So you need sessions enabled. But on the other hand, you don't need sessions to simply browse the products, those links from your homepage, and see details about the product. Until somebody clicks on that Add to Cart button, you don't really need a session variable. But it's enabled in any case. So no matter what, no matter whether a person is adding to cart or whether they're browsing your products, they're going to have a session created. Let's take a look at how that works. Let's say a user opens a browser and types in your site name, narniaproducts.com. The browser makes the request to the homepage, which immediately notes that this user does not have a CFIDE, a CFID, or CF token cookie created. So this Cold Fusion server creates those two values, CFID and CF token. And it sends back a cookie header saying, here, set this cookie, CFID and CF token, set this on the browser and return the values with your subsequent request. The browser's responsibility then is to retain the cookie, and with each additional request, each subsequent request after that, to send that CFID and CF token back to the ColdFusion server. The server puts these values in memory, and when it receives requests that are tied to those two values, it knows what session variables, what session belongs to that user. So far, so good. That's the way it's supposed to work. And these two variables are the basis for the session. Server hangs on to them. When the session times out, the server discards them. Or when the server restarts, the server discards them. If you want to test this, the way this works, you can do it really easy. Simply create a page that outputs the cookie.cfid and cookie.cftoken to the page. And you'll see that the first time you go there, you'll see two values. You can refresh the page as many times as you want to, and you'll see the same two values. If you go up to Internet Options or wherever, whichever browser you're using, and you delete all your cookies and then refresh the page again, what you'll see is two brand new values. The server's created a new session because it sees your request as a new request because no CFID and CF token cookie has been sent to it for that request. You get the idea? So, consider what would happen if a number of requests were sent to the browser, were sent to the server with no CFID, with no CF cookie attached to them, one right after the other. Each one would have a new session created, a new pair of values created and held in memory, waiting for subsequent requests. Well, that is exactly how an indexing bot works. Consider the scenario of an indexing bot from Google or Yahoo or whatever. The bot comes in and retrieves your homepage. In the case of the Narnia Products homepage, it sees 50 links. Okay? It's going to index now 50 pages of content. The ColdFusion server, when that bot requests the data, sets the CFID and sets the CF token in memory and sends back the cookie header, just like it always does, to the bot. The bot takes stock of the homepage, parses out all 50 of those links, and then it goes out and retrieves each link, each page, indexes the content. That's exactly what you want it to do. But a bot, by design, ignores the cookie header. That means every subsequent request after that first request does not send back the CFID and the CF token. So in effect, every request of the bot creates a new session on your server. Now, in the case of a Narnia site with 50 products, you're looking at a few hundred bot requests, in an hour or in a couple of hours. That's probably not going to be a huge issue. Or even in the case of a blog, where the number of pages you may have may not be huge. Okay, but in the case of a product site with thousands of products, you may have an issue. A couple of aggressive bots heavily indexing the site may begin to use up resources, memory resources, on your server. And you may end up with thousands of phantom sessions taking up space in memory until they expire. So the solution, the fix, is to be careful how you configure sessions and be careful where you place that application.cfm or application.cfc page and when you use the CF application tag. One of the things you may not know is that the CF application tag does not have to be included on the application.cfm page. If all you're using the application.cfm page for in the main site is to create a whole bunch of variables, or to create a common set of library functions, or an application, a set of variable local variables for colors, or a scheme, or product IDs, or whatever, you may not need a CF application tag included in that application.cfm page on the public part of the site. So one of the things you can do is put that CF application tag in its own application.cfm file in the shop folder and simply CF include the application.cfm page from the root folder. And this way you'd have the best of both worlds. You'd have a shared pool of code and variables, but only one of those two application.cfm pages would be session enabled, and it would give you a reasonable level of modularity. Another thing you can do is, if you're going to do it that way, is to make sure and use the robots.txt .txt file to exclude the shopping cart area. Generally speaking, you don't care if an indexing bot indexes your shopping cart because it's very specific user interactive data. It is not indexable data. One more note to explain for those of you that probably already picked up on this. I'm explaining this particular topic using CFIDE, CFID, and CFToken. There is an alternate variable called JSessionID that can be used, and you can enable JSessionID in the ColdFusion admin. It's part of the J2EE platform. It's a one-way hash, and it takes the place of both CFID and CFToken. In most cases, I recommend that you use JSessionID. I didn't include it here because there's sort of a tried-and-true set of rules about the CFID and CFToken, and most people are kind of familiar with that. They've worked with ColdFusion for a while. JSessionID is less common and less used, unfortunately, because it's actually a better solution. It's more random and less prone to increment, you know, like the CFID is. So I recommend that you use the JSessionID wherever possible. Having said that, there's lots of legacy ColdFusion applications out there that depend on this CFID and CFToken. They're creating URL tokens. They're creating other things out of those two values. And without using those two values, you might end up up a creek if you just plan on using the JSessionID. So you have to kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. I hope this was informative. I hope to be with you again in a few days with another podcast. And this is ColdFusion Muse signing off.